Ezekiel chapter 39. Therefore, you son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh. Understand, I am against you, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn you back, and leave only a sixth part of you, and cause you to come up from the northern parts, and will bring you upon the mountains of Israel. And I will strike your bow out of your left hand, and cause your arrows to fall from out of your right hand, and you will fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your bands and the people that are with you. And I will give you to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to all the animals of the field to be eaten. You will die on the open field, for I have spoken it, says Sovereign Yahweh. And I will send a fire upon Magog, and among them who dwell carelessly in the islands, and they will know that I am Yahweh. And in this manner will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen will know that I am Yahweh, the Holy One in Israel. Understand, it is come, and it is done, says the Sovereign Yahweh. This is the day of which I have spoken. And they who dwell in the cities of Israel will go out, and they will set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers and the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they will burn them with fire for 7 years. There will be so much that they will take no wood from out of the field, and neither will they cut down any from out of the forest, for they will burn the weapons with fire, and they will spoil those that have spoiled them, and rob those who robbed them, says Sovereign Yahweh. And it will come to pass in that day that I will give to Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea, and it will stop the noses of the passengers, and they will, and there will they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they will call it the valley of Hamon Gog. And 7 months will the house of Israel be burying them, so that they can cleanse the land. Yes, all the people of the land will bury them. And it will be to them a renown the day that I will be honored, says the Sovereign Yahweh. And they will sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those who remain upon the face of the earth, to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months will they search. And the passengers who pass through the land, when any of them sees a man's bone, then he will set up a sign or a marker by it until the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. And also the name of the city will be Harmona. And in this manner will they cleanse the land. And you, son of man, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, speak to every feathered fowl and to every animal of the field. Assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you. A huge, great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, so that you can eat flesh and drink blood. You will eat the flesh of the mighty, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, and of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And you will eat fat until you are full, and you will drink blood until you are drunk of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. In this manner will you be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men and with all men of war, says Sovereign Yahweh. And I will set my honor among the heathen, and all the heathen will see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel will know that I am Yahweh, their Elohim, from that day and forward. And the heathen will know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. For that reason I hid my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies, so they fell all by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done to them and hid my face from them. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, now I will bring back or turn away the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. After they've borne their shame, and all their trespasses by which they have trespassed against me, when they dwelt safely in their land, and no one made them afraid, when I've brought them again from out of the people, and gathered them from out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then will they know that I, Yahweh, their Elohim, is the one who caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But they will also know that I have gathered them into their own land, and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.